This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Betty J. Williams, last name Williams, first name Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, middle initial J, date of birth is 9-5-47, date of visit 1-17-23, age 75 years. This is a 75-year-old pleasant African-American woman here with for routine follow-up period. Patient was seen by Dr. Dave in January. In December, with symptoms of UTI, her urine culture was positive for infection. Patient also had lab work done at that time period. She's since history of persistent illness. Since her last visit here, she's had a gel injection done in her right knee by Dr. Siebold. She says the knee is somewhat better, but not completely well. Period. Current medication, she's on Valsartan HCT 80/12.51 twice a day, simvastatin 20 mg a day, amlodipine 10 mg a day, Lantus insulin 25 units at bedtime, paroxetine 40 mg 2 daily, and olanzapine 2.5 mg at bedtime, and lorazepam 2 mg, she takes half tablet in AM and half tablet in PM. She gets the olanzapine and lorazepam through and paroxetine from Dr. Mahesh Dave. Patient is somewhat disturbed that her medication dosage has been messed up in the pharmacy. She says that she got 5 mg olanzapine and she's got lorazepam is still 2 mg, period. She really does not want to cut the pills and take them. I told her if she's got 5 mg olanzapine, all she needs to do is take half a tablet and that will be equal to 2.5 mg, but she's kind of anxious about it. The husband also voices understanding and I think he may be able to guide her. She has a past medical history significant for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, major depression and anxiety disorder. On examination, patient weighed in at 189 pounds, blood pressure is 110 over 66, pulse 86 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.6, BMI 32. She's right-handed, non-smoker, non-drinker, non-drug user. 4-hour postprandial blood sugar, which is random blood sugar, is 280 milligram per cent this now. Review of the chart shows her A1C was only 7.1 in December. The blood sugar at that time was 183. Head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymph nodes, thoracic, JVP not distended, lungs are quite clear, heart has one to heart regular sinus rhythm, extremities no edema. Assessment, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, major depression, anxiety disorder, plan. I did ask her to continue her current medications at this time. Again, I told her to just take a half the 5 milligrams the olanzapine and continue the lorazepam as she is and continue other medications as she is, period. Patient was reassured. I told her to call here when she needs her next refill on Zyprexa and lorazepam and we will try to order the exact dose so she doesn't have to break in half and so on. Again, I discussed the lab results with patient. She does have a hard time understanding though. CMP was normal except for the blood sugar being 183. CBC was normal. A1C was 7.1. Although the UA was negative, the culture did grow, I think, enterococcus. This is all noted by Dr. Dave. She will return to the office in 1 month for follow-up.